Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you struggling to reclaim that wonderful relationship you started with, only to come up against a brick wall? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 31, is titled The Hidden Relationship Killer. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you've always dreamed of. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, and wouldn't that be most of us? Come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. Well, today, I'd like to address a phenomenon that affects virtually every couple that comes into my office for couples counseling and many other couples who are looking for answers to their relationship struggles. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. And we all know that many couples are struggling because the couples' relationship books are flying off the shelves, the advice columns are being read, and the offices of couples counselors are full. But why, with all the knowledge and support there is for couples these days, are so many still struggling? Well, there are a lot of reasons. Maybe it's a lack of clarity about what modern marriage is supposed to be. Maybe there's a lack of role modeling since so many couples now come from divorced families. Or simply it's the stress of modern life. I don't think it's a lack of commitment because the couples I've seen have been struggling for a long time. They've been doing their best to hang in there and to figure things out. But after trying and enduring and trying and enduring, these couples have come to the end of their rope. They come in with the usual set of issues, kids, money, home responsibilities, sex, and most often a lack of emotional closeness. But the bottom line is they are simply not connecting in any positive way. Just the opposite, in fact. The assortment of issues mount up, and so does the frustration and the resentment, and so they end up feeling estranged, unable to experience the emotional closeness they once cherished. So, sure, I can give them some advice about dealing with these issues, but of course it's not the issues. Virtually every couple has the same set of issues to resolve, so the bigger question is, why aren't they resolving their issues? Well, after interviewing couples, I could even reach for a brilliant psychological explanation such as, Luca's afraid to open up because he was ignored in his family and his workaholism is a way of avoiding intimacy. Or that perhaps the problem is that Nadine never fully emancipated and she's too needy and she needs to develop her own interests. Well, there could be some truth to these interpretations, yet where do these interpretations lead us? Where do they get us? Wouldn't it take years to resolve them? And don't we all have issues like these? Don't we all carry some psychological baggage into our relationship? So what's a therapist to do? How can we help without offering psychological insight or helping couples resolve issues? Well, actually, we can do and we often do these things, but if we don't address the hidden relationship killer first, nothing else we do will matter. And it shouldn't take forever to address these issues once we've addressed the hidden relationship killer. So, what is this powerful negative menace? Well, let me explain it by introducing you to Lisa and James. And of course, these are not their real names. Well, Lisa reported that she and James were wild about each other in the first couple of years of their courtship and marriage. She found James so available, so attentive, so strong and emotionally steady. Lisa was thrilled to have a man who was so emotionally grounding for her. James reported that Lisa was so lively and fun and engaging and emotionally expressive. He loved how she drew him out and he felt so much more alive with her. But now things were very different for them. Lisa reported that James had become distant, disengaged, unwilling to connect, and was no longer interested in sex. James felt that Lisa was always angry, hostile, judgmental, and otherwise unapproachable. So what happened to this once happy couple? And the answer is simple. They had become victims of their negative cycle. Let me explain. A negative cycle is something that virtually every couple has. It's just that some couples keep it in its place and don't give it much room in their relationship. In fact, they use it as an opportunity for personal growth, while other couples are overwhelmed and destroyed by it. The negative cycle works this way. When person A gets upset, the way they express their upset is triggering and upsetting to person B. When person B gets upset, the way they express their upset is triggering and upsetting to person A. Well, you guessed it, the way person A expresses their feelings upsets person B, and so on and so forth. So the pattern repeats itself endlessly. So while James loved Lisa's expressiveness, when Lisa was upset, and mostly when she was upset with him, he withdrew. And when James withdrew, Lisa felt abandoned and openly expressed her hurt and anger about it. And this, of course, upset James, who withdrew even further. And you can see where this went. It became a negative cycle that little by little eroded all the love and all the goodness that James and Lisa had built. Well, over time, James came to view Lisa as little more than an angry, hostile person. Not the way she thinks of herself at all, not who she wants to be, and not the way others see her either. It's really not who she is. Lisa came to think of James as passive and abandoning. Again, not the way he thinks of himself, not the way he wants to be, not the way his friends would describe him. And really, it does not do justice to who James is either. There are many forms of negative cycles, but in all cases, they can reduce a couple to a flat, two-dimensional caricature of themselves. So if you find yourself in a negative repeating pattern of communication in your relationship, don't blame your partner, blame the negative cycle. Well, once we identified the negative cycle that was destroying James and Lisa's relationship, we looked at each person's temperament and their psychological issues to see how they encouraged their participation in the negative cycle. For instance, James is essentially shy. And while fairly easygoing, he is very sensitive to criticism. He was groomed to take over the family business and was criticized for anything he wanted to do other than that. He was required to participate in community social functions and generally be a very good host and very social. He was constantly criticized for his desire for quiet alone time, and so he became very sensitive to criticism. So when Lisa became upset with him, he heard at his criticism and withdrew. Well, Lisa, who is naturally very expressive, grew up in her family competing for attention. And the way she received it was for being funny and jumping out in front to secure attention. Her self-esteem was fragile, however, because her underlying belief was that she wasn't as smart or as talented or important or worthy as others. And the only way she could get recognition was by using her extroverted nature and being engaging and funny. So when James withdrew, Lisa felt like the one thing that was valuable about her was no longer valued, and she would feel hurt and angry. Well, with insight into these issues, James and Lisa had the opportunity to break their negative cycle. And by focusing on ending the negative cycle, they were able to stop damaging themselves and start connecting in a healthy and supportive way. You know, for all of us, it's easy to see how our partner participates in the negative cycle, while it's much more difficult to see how we do. After all, we see our participation as justified and a reaction to our partner's behavior. Well, the same was true for James and Lisa as well. I needed to help each of them stop taking the other person's behavior personally and see the other person's behavior as their issue and offer a little empathy and support. Now, even though James was feeling criticized, he learned to hang in there. and to respond to Lisa's upsetness with validation and support. Here's an example of a response that James made to Lisa's angry statement. "I know you're frustrated when I withdraw, sweetheart, and I don't want to frustrate or to hurt you. I just get overwhelmed, and I don't know what to say or what to do. I love you, and I care about your feelings. I want to give you love. I just have a hard time doing it when things are so emotional." Well, once Lisa had a better understanding of James, she was able to say, "I know I'm intense, and I know I'm direct, and that's hard for you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, and I'm sorry it does. I love you, and I care about your feelings. I want to find a way to tell you when I'm upset about something. I want to be able to talk to you and communicate without overwhelming you and chasing you away." Once again, she offered understanding of where James was coming from, and she shared a willingness to work with his needs. Well, by focusing on the negative cycle, there were three wonderful outcomes. One, they exited their negative cycle, so they stopped making things worse. Number two, they began to experience each other's empathy and felt some of the closeness they had craved but hadn't felt for a long time. And three, they were able to begin to understand their childhood issues and began their work on outgrowing them. Well, not every couple has as good an outcome as James and Lisa did, and James and Lisa did great. It was a real struggle at times because their negative default behaviors were so ingrained. But they were committed, and they hung in there, and with their best efforts and my coaching, they reclaimed their closeness, and they created a sustainable way to address negative feelings and challenging issues. Of course, we didn't entirely resolve their childhood issues, but we helped each of them have a better understanding of themselves and each other and some empathy for themselves and empathy for each other. You can't give what you don't have, so you have to have empathy for yourself to be able to have empathy for the other person as well. Once they gained some separation between their healthy adult selves and their low self-esteem childhood selves, they were able to continue to grow and mature. So, listeners, if you're struggling in your relationship, maybe you're a victim of that hidden relationship killer, the negative cycle. Here's what I invite. No, I'm going to challenge you to do. Answer these questions. What is my participation in the negative cycle? Am I quick to react and to defend? Do I store things up and have them come out sarcastically? Do I withhold and withdraw? Instead of any of these behaviors, try something new. First, realize that your partner's behavior is based on their way of dealing with uncomfortable feelings, and now they have chronic uncomfortable feelings in the relationship. You can offer some understanding for what they're saying, validation or appreciation of how things seem through their lens, and offer some emotional support or empathy. For instance, a simple statement of your caring about their feelings. In this way, you can tame and put your negative cycle out of commission. We'll always have it, but we just don't want to give it control. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and please feel free to come to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up for my weekly email. And if you haven't already, grab a copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. Many readers have told me it's the least expensive and best counseling session they ever had. And if you are enjoying my podcast, please stop over to my iTunes site, Healthy Family Connections, click on Ratings and Reviews, and write a brief review. I'd really appreciate it. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.